New Jersey real estate headlines. Camden County launches online property records database for NJ real estate pros. The Camden County Clerk's Office has made property records from 1978 to present available through a searchable online database that updates nightly. NJ real estate professionals can now conduct faster due diligence and title research without visiting the clerk's office in person. Start searching records at the Kent County Clerk's online portal. New Jersey real estate headlines. Ocean County Library offers free NJ statewide property records and GIS tools. The Ocean County Library provides free access to New Jersey property records and maps, including statewide ownership and assessment data, historical records from 1989 to present, georeference tax maps, zoning maps, property reports, interactive GIS street maps, and FEMA flood zone and wetlands information. Real estate professionals can leverage this no-cost resource for comprehensive due diligence, comparable sales research, and environmental risk assessment across all of New Jersey without subscription fees. Visit any Ocean County Library location to access this funded database at https://theoceancountylibrary.org/node/528. New Jersey real estate headlines, NJ agents, how commissions work and who pays, Bankrate guide. Bankrate breaks down how real estate agents earn commissions as a percentage of home sale price and who covers the cost. NJ real estate professionals need clear, credible explanations of commission structures to navigate client conversations and maintain transparency in every transaction. Review the full breakdown at exler/bankrate.com/mortgages/8fees-commissions. New Jersey real estate headlines, NJ agents, understanding average commission rates and how to optimize earnings. A guide breaks down average real estate commission rates in New Jersey, factors that affect them, and strategies for agents to optimize earnings while staying informed on legal changes and market trends. Commission structures directly impact agent income and business planning in New Jersey's evolving market. Review the full guide for commission optimization strategies at the link below. Background and context. Why due diligence periods are getting shorter, and what survives the squeeze? In tight markets, sellers compress diligence windows from 30 days to 7 to 10. The items that survive a compressed window are the ones with hard external dependencies, title work, survey, environmental phase one, because they cannot be parallelized further. Inspections and financing contingencies tend to get squeezed first. Buyers who try to do the same diligence in one-third the time produce lower quality findings and end up with surprises at closing. Knowing what cannot be compressed is the difference between a clean close and a retrade. Build a parallel track diligence calendar. What runs concurrently and what blocks what? Background and context. Why your jurisdiction may require a rental license you do not have. A growing number of NJ cities require landlords to register rental properties, pass periodic inspections, and pay an annual fee. Penalties for unlicensed operation typically include fines per day and, in some cases, retroactive return of collected rent. The rules apply to single-unit landlords, not just large operators. Enforcement has shifted from complaint-driven to data matching against utility and property tax records. Many landlords discover they were non-compliant when they receive a back fines notice years after acquiring the property. Check your city or county website for rental license or rental registration. 5 minutes settles it. Background and context. How redemption rights vary by state and why buyers should care. Some NJ jurisdictions give the foreclosed owner a statutory right to redeem the property within a window after the sale, often 6 to 12 months. Buyers at foreclosure auctions in those jurisdictions take title subject to redemption, meaning the prior owner can reclaim the property by paying the auction price plus interest. Title insurance does not cover this exposure. A redeemed property is returned to the prior owner, not refunded with the original purchase price plus appreciation. Auction buyers in redemption right states need to hold capital reserves for the entire window. Before bidding at a foreclosure auction, check your state's redemption period